Multicultural, pluralistic societies are an inescapable feature of Europe today. That was the premise of a meeting of bishops from around Europe gathered in Malaga, Spain this past week to discuss the problems and prospects related to the growing phenomenon of migration to and from the continent. The meeting of church leaders and other experts was organised by the Council of European Bishops' Conferences, looking at three areas where the Catholic Church focuses its advocacy and pastoral work to uphold the dignity and rights of migrants, that is, the family, the parish, and the wider society. Father Duarte da Cunha is Secretary General of the Council of European Bishops' Conferences. He told me more about the goals and the challenges of this meeting.
This was the 8th Congress on Migrations organized by the CCEE, the Council of the Bishops' Conferences in Europe. And this time, our commission decided to propose as a main theme the persons in movement in Europe as a main theme. That means we would like to look for the persons, not only for the social problem that may be the migrations, but the migrants. But looking them through their dimensions of family, community, parish, and society. So the subtitle was Overcoming Fears and Designed Perspectives. So we would like also to see that there are many problems, many fears migrants came with. Some of them are normal problems, normal fears. Other are circumstantial fears. The fact of some of them are poor and are miserable or have many difficulties or came from countries without preparation. Others instead are just migrants moving for a better life, some of them with a good standard of life. So all these people have different fears, but nevertheless, with the Church, we hope to help them to overcome all these fears. And also to perspective the future. It's almost sure for everyone that this big, huge dimension of movements in persons will grow, or at least will stay like that. Many people will change from countries. This globalization is very, very evident that will be happen. And so we have to be prepared for that. This comes with dialogue, with the necessity of keeping also the identity, the cultural identity each one has from his family, from his country, from his nation. And so it's a dialogue between the necessity to find the other one and at the same time to know myself. And this is the multiculturalism, or the intercultural dimension of our life. There are two extremes. No? One is thinking that we have to be assimilated. If we change countries, we have to be assimilated. The other one is we have to create a kind of ghetto. But we have to find somehow, because it's not fair, it's not just to have these extremes, but to have a possibility to keep our identity at the same time to be welcomed and live together with the others, with other cultures, because we have the same human nature. We have this. We are all created at the image of God.
You released a final message from this meeting. Who is it addressed to, and what do you hope to be able to achieve with this?
The final message is, in a certain sense, is telling everybody what we have done here. The message is directed to everyone who is, in a certain sense, concerned with migrations. But as we have heard here, I think everyone in Europe has something about migrants, or he is a migrant, or someone of his family is a migrant, or someone of his neighbor is a migrant, and so everyone more or less is concerned with this, and it's very important to be concerned with it, even if it's not the most urgent problem. It's not the unemployment, it's not a financial crisis, but it's very, very important, because it's spread by all Europe, no? So we think it's very important also to have a Christian and Catholic way of view this phenomenon, this movement of people, and to have an anthropological and personalist, humanist perspective, just to help also the political, the cultural people, everyone who can also help to create a better society. In the end, we speak for the migrants, mostly for those who are more suffered migrants, because there are those who are very poor, very, very lonely, very, very vulnerable. And to those we want to say we are with you. As we have heard here, there are many things the church has been done to help the migrants. There are more things to do, of course. Things that can be taken from the point of view of the Caritas, of the helping, social helping, but also spiritual and community helping, and receive them to feel themselves at home, in a certain sense, with the church.
Father Duarte da Cunha, Secretary General of the Council of European Bishops' Conferences. Among the participants at the Malaga meeting was Bishop Patrick Lynch, auxiliary in the London Diocese of Southwark and head of the English Bishops' Office for Migration and Refugee Policy.
First of all, because all of the participants, many of them have been very actively working with migrants, people were very aware of the fears, both within migrants and migrant communities, and in host communities that are present within all of Europe. So it was very much based in reality, not on any kind of superficial, very general observations. I think the second thing that one would say was that while people were aware of the fears, people also emphasised again and again and again the different ways, in practical ways, that the church can overcome those fears, can help people overcome those fears, but also be a sign and a source of hope in accompanying migrants, in giving space for migrants, not just physical space, but also that sort of emotional, spiritual space whereby people can celebrate their identity, but also find a way in a new society in which they find themselves. And last but not least, I think the conference was grappling with the issue of how can the church, as a church, sometimes it's a minority community, sometimes it's a very strong majority community, influence the public policies that governs in Europe especially are at the moment advocating and trying to put into practice.
There was a strong call from this meeting for trained, for skilled priests, deacons, lay pastoral workers who can really understand the very complex emotional as well as you say, the economic, political, social, cultural issues concerned with this phenomenon of migration.
That indeed is a very difficult challenge, and it is a much needed role that the church can take on. In many of the churches, especially in the Mediterranean countries, the church uses and has for many years used that word accompaniment. Perhaps more than the northern European countries, but I think it's beginning to be used everywhere now. The church sees itself at the one level of accompanying communities, accompanying individuals and accompanying families. Now, to do that, you need to be able to enter into, first of all, the life, the family, and the culture and the community that you're accompanying. Sometimes it might be knowing the language. Sometimes it's knowing the customs. Sometimes it's knowing and being sensitive to the suffering. But that's the first step of it. It's basically seeing the situation and being sensitive to it. And then the second step is kind of walking along with the people and hearing the story and sometimes pointing them in the direction where they can get more specialised help if that is needed, pointing the direction of where they can find a community where they can belong, pointing direction to where they might be able to develop their skills in education. I think a lot of that is being done, but it's in an informal way. The one example I could give of a church that does that in a very, very profound way, in a very methodical way, is the Filipino church. The Filipino church has 10 million migrants overseas, all over the developed world, in the east, in the Gulf area. And one of the things it does is have very, very good programs for the training of lay people who are the leaders and really the ministers for those migrant communities living the Filipino diaspora.
My thanks there to Bishop Patrick Lynch, auxiliary in the London Diocese of Southwark and head of the Office for Migration and Refugee Policy for the Bishops of England and Wales.